and the Black Company coming in. I don't want to be anywhere around." Blade leaned back so one of the girls could wiggle in closer. His expression was questioning. Swan said, "I seen what those bastards could do back home. I saw roses caught between them and hell. Just take my word for it, Blade. Big mojo, and all bad. If they're coming, for real, and we're still around when they show, you might end up wishing we'd let those crocs go ahead and snack on you." Blade never had been too clear on why he had been thrown to the crocodiles, and Willow was none too clear on why he had talked Cordy into dragging him out and taking him along. Though Blade had been a right enough guy since, he'd paid back the debt. "I think you ought to help them, Swan," Blade said. "I like this town. I like the people. Only thing wrong with them is they don't have sense enough to burn all the temples down."
"Damn it, Blade, I ain't the guy can help."
"You and Cordy are the only ones around who know anything about soldiering."
"I was in the army for 2 months. I never even learned how to keep in step. And Cordy don't have the stomach for it anymore. All he wants is to forget that part of his life."
Cordy had overheard most of what had been said. He came over. "I'm not that bad off, Willow. I don't object to soldiering when the cause is right. I just was with the wrong bunch up there. I'm with Blade. I like Taglios. I like the people. I'm willing to do what I can to see they don't get worked over by the Shadow Masters."
"You heard what he said? The Black Company?"
"I heard. I also heard him say they want to talk about it. I think we ought to go find out what's going on before we run our mouths and say what we're not going to do."
"All right. I'm going to change. Hold the fort and all that, Blade. Keep your mitts off the one in the red. I got first dibs."
He stalked off. Cordy Mather grinned. "You're catching on how to handle Willow, Blade." "If this is going down the way I think, he don't need handling. He'll be the guy out front when they try to stop the Shadow Masters. You could roast him in coals, and he'd never admit it, but he's got a thing for Taglios." Cordy Mather chuckled. "You're right. He's finally found him a home, and no one is going to move him out. Not the Shadow Masters or the Black Company. They as bad as he lets on. Worse. Lots worse. You take all the legends you ever heard back home, and everything you heard tell around here, and anything you can imagine, and double it, and maybe you're getting close. They're mean, and they're tough, and they're good. And maybe the worst thing about them is that they're tricky like you can't imagine tricky. They've been around 400-500 years, and no outfit lasts that long without being so damned nasty even the gods don't screw with them."
"Mothers hide your babies," Blade said. "Smoke had him a dream."
Cordy's face darkened. "Yeah, I've heard tell wizards maybe make things come true by dreaming them first. Maybe we ought to cut Smoke's throat." Willow was back. He said, "Maybe we ought to find out what's going on before we do anything." Cordy chuckled. Blade grinned. Then they began shooing the marks out of the tavern, each making sure an appointment was understood by one or more of the young ladies. Chapter 4. The Dark Tower.